Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Thursday, horny. Listen, it is thunder and lightning Thursday, horny. Can I tell you? It's August 25th, 2022. It is 6 p.m. on Central Standard Time Zone and 7 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push up to the ATL, to my home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa. And I do have an honorary member in India, Karan Patati. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We have two different flavors, natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Steve Gum is the CEO and founder of Gumba Rum. Got some special music for you on today. Listen, y'all, music is being heard well. Come on. We got music, baby. I'm coming. Where's Gumba Rum? Hey. People all over the world. Your music being heard by people all over the world, baby. Hey, your music is being heard by people all over the world. Now, listen, I ain't got to tell y'all. Put the boss stools down. You know what's wrong with these people. Listen. Marlo and Gizmo got the boss stools on top of the bar. Now, how in the Sam Hill world are they going to make my drink for this afternoon with the boss stools up on top of the bar? Now, what is wrong with these people up in here? Roxanne, get off of that man. This is not the hotel or the motel, baby. Listen. You get $50 for that. Listen, you get an assessment fee, $50. Listen, not in here. This is not the motel or the hotel, baby. Get off of that, man. Listen, I don't know what they think this is. I guess they think this is the gigolo and the boogaloo engineer booth. I don't know what they think it is. They be having a party going on all up in here all day and all night. Listen, when the music gets started, they get started. As soon as they hear the music queuing up, I'm telling these people just loses their mind around here. Listen, it's a super bad musical salute for independent artist producer S. Beats Music and independent artist Dress Like Judah. Dressed Like Judah. It's some bad, saucy music on today. Listen, y'all. Listen, let me tell y'all something. You already know your music is being heard. Well. people all over the world. Now, listen, I want you to, once you're on Facebook, listen, I want you to use the keyword the Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Listen, also, thank you so very much for New York City Podcast Network. They are the largest radio and podcast directory in the world, and they send us a lot of traffic. Listen, you guys, listen, do yourself, independent artists, do yourself a favor. When you see the New York City Podcast Directory link on your page, click on it. Yes, you, producer, S, Beats, Music, and Independent Artists, Dressed Like Jude. Yes, you. When you see the link NYC on your page, click on it and vote on your show. Vote up your show. What that does is brings a lot of traffic. Yes, it brings us a lot of traffic to our network and to your Spotify page. Yes, it does, baby. Let me tell you something. I got some hot music on today. I got crowded. Now, listen, this artist, independent artist, Dressed Like Judith, got some really, really wonderful music. This is Crowded Room. I want y'all to check them out. Crowded Room. Oh my God. You know something? I love that Crowded. Listen, let me tell y'all something. This is the next hottest the next hottest boy band. Do you hear me? Do you hear me what I'm talking about up in here? You guys already know it's all about what? Yeah, I don't even have to say it. Y'all supposed to know it. Fill in the blank. Y'all know it's about a millionaire music. And they got it, baby. They got the shine. They got the shine, baby. That is crowded room. They got the shine. It is millionaire music. Millionaire music. Have y'all guys, y'all ever heard of Maroon 5? You ever heard of Maroon 5? Well, listen. Listen, baby. Listen, listen. Maroon 5 ain't got nothing on them. You hear what I'm saying? And they just not getting started. You hear what I'm talking about up in here? Honey, listen. They got the look. They polished. You hear what I'm saying? They got the look, honey. They got the sound. Listen, it is millionaire music flowing from their voices. You hear what I'm talking about up in here? It is hot, hot, crowded room. Y'all know about it. See, now this song, Crowded Room, reminds me of a long time. Y'all know Mama likes to give stories. Mama always give a story. So this particular song really do remind me of a real nice story. Talking about a crowded room. See, listen. It don't matter. Now, this is the real God heaven truth. It don't matter if you in a room with 100 people. You could be in a room full of 100 people, a crowded room, right? You just in there minding your own business. It's 100 folks in there. It might be a party or gathering or whatever. And your eyes just kind of look across the crowded room and lock eyes with a nice gentleman. And you just feel the electricity. It's almost like you was electrically called out for that person, and you just lock eyes on that person. Let me tell you something. It reminds me, I was in this church long, long, long time ago, right? The church was crowded with people. Everything was going on. People was socializing. And I remember the day just like it was yesterday. I remember the exact day like it was just yesterday. I was thirsty because it was the summertime. I was parched, and I wanted to get some water. I walked up to the water fountain and just bent up and drunk me a little water. And this young gentleman caught eyes with me. I looked, but I really didn't, you know, feel the electricity right then and there. And I just went on about my business when I walked around. And so what he did, he was really, really interested. He asked one of you young ladies, could you introduce me to that lady over there? And she said, sure, I can introduce you to that lady. We got introduced. We sat down. And it was almost like our butts was on fire sitting on that bench, on that church bench. We talked and talked and talked. It was kismet, honey. It was kismet. It was just like, wow. He walked me home, you know, and it was just wonderful. We spent the whole Sunday afternoon together and thereafter and thereafter and thereafter. Okay, so listen. What I'm saying here, this is my point about a crowded room. You can be in a crowded room. And, honey, if you're meant to meet somebody, your eyes is going to lock. You hear what I'm saying? But it's up to you to follow through. You know what I mean? See, this, it's like this. The divine one sets up the meeting, but it is up to us to follow through. You don't understand me? So, listen, it can go out a whole lot of different ways. The divine one sets up the meeting, but it is up to us on this earth for us to follow it through. Now, you could choose not to follow it through, but that does not mean that the divine one did not set up the meeting. So God sets it up for us to meet a lot of different individuals, but sometimes we miss the boat and we don't give the conversation, we don't follow it through, and a lot of things happen, you know. And then a lot of times, and I'm going to play next on, y'all know Mama always got a life lesson. A lot of times, what causes us to miss those divine meetings, we got junk on the inside. We have junk on the inside. Now listen, let me tell you this real quick, and I'm going to get on to the next song. It's like this. When you have somebody, whether it's a lady or a man, that got a lot of stuff, and when I say junk on the inside, I'm talking about maybe wounds, hurt, because everybody got broken pieces on the inside. Now, listen, God is the kind of God that will do this. God is just like this. He'll have you to meet person A, and you'll have a friendship with that person. I'm not talking about sexual, so because God don't do anything. I'm talking about no sexual relationship. Just talking about a friend. God will have you to meet person A, right? And you'll have person A in your life for a specific time, and what will eventually happen, you'll get healed from something on the inside. You'll receive, and you don't know it when it's happening. You're receiving inner healing on the inside. Then, okay, you keep on moving on. You meet person B. You meet person B, and then you'll keep going on and on, have a nice little friendship. And you know what happens? You'll start getting more inner healing on the inside from past wounds and hurts or whatever is back there. Now, really, God operates in all different. If you're too religious to believe that the That's okay. Just sit down and close your door. Okay, but those that's interested, keep right on listening. And then you'll meet person C. And what happens? You develop a friendship on a whole different level, and you begin to talk, communicate, different things come out, and you receive inner healing. How are you receiving inner healing? Because you're sharing what's on the inside. God will bring people into your life that you feel safe with to talk and have conversations. And you know what that's called? Talk therapy. You're feeling safe. So God sets up these different meetings between you and different people where you feel safe, and you will have talk therapy that is healing for you. That's talk therapy, right? And it's healing for you. So listen. Of course, we have professionals that do talk therapy, and they're paid about $100 an hour, but not everybody can afford to have talk therapy and pay $100 an hour. So God, in his wisdom and divine mercy, will set you up with different individuals where you feel safe to talk about whatever with that person. Isn't that beautiful? That's so wonderful. And that is called what? Inner healing. Great, folks. All right, so up next, I got some great music by producer S Beats Music. They got some great music. And this one is called Boss, Boss. Y'all going to enjoy it. It is Boss for Spotify. Y'all check this out.
Hey, yo, S Beats, made these beats, boy.
Quisiera no ser presumida, pero si me miras y si me siento pa' mientras más duro camino cuesta arriba, el jefe más malo me sienta así pa'. Quisiera no ser presumida, pero si me miras y si me siento pa' mientras más duro camino cuesta arriba, el jefe más malo me sienta así pa'.
Arriba.
Boss, a mí no me cuestiones, ven aquí mírame cuerpo de modelo. Cara de ángel, no complicaciones, si sientas y corazón te congelo. Tengo a la presa rogando por una primicia, me caso de todo, contacto cancelo. La forma me nota, pues una delicia, campeón de tus sueños, no eres primero.
Dinero en enero, en febrero, con dolor de espalda sostengo su peso. Mi cintura estrecha, cuerpo de modelo, me mira curioso y me sigue, yo creo. En el gym, big papá. Push up, let's crack crack. Big chick, grande gata, y crack. Ay, qué pecado, soy guapa, tengo rap.
Quisiera no ser presumida, pero si me miras si me siento pa. Me entreno duro, camino cuesta arriba, el jefe más malo me sienta así pa. Quisiera no ser presumida, pero si me miras si me siento pa. Me entreno duro, camino cuesta arriba, el jefe más malo me sienta así pa.
Arriba.
That is Boss, Boss, Boss by producer S Beats Music. You hear me what I say up in here? That was great. Listen, I like the beat. I like it. Listen, I got some more music from producer S Beats Music. I'm pretty much out of time, but I got enough time for one more on this afternoon. It's a super bad afternoon. It is about 90 degrees, y'all. Can y'all believe it is 90 degrees here in the Windy City, and it is mostly sunny all today. Let's see here, y'all. Come on with it. Let's see what we got here. I got some more great music. Y'all going to enjoy and love it on this afternoon. This one is called Dear Lord, Dear Lord, and it is the bomb. I enjoyed a bit earlier today, but just in case if you missed it earlier today, I'm going to spin it one more time, and it is Dear Lord.
Dear Lord, I'm just trying to win, and this life of sin, so forgive me for my sins, and for all the shit I did, I repent, and I'm thankful for these blessings, cause I know they haven't spent, time well spent, so you know I get it in, change for the better, I feel like I'm born again, I feel like I'm born to win, I feel like I'm born to ball, when you're back against the wall, tell me who can you call, dear Lord,
dear Lord, I just wanna talk about it. Sometimes I feel like I ain't got nobody. Sometimes I feel like I'm another body. Like if I die, they gon' ask about me. Traveling down this dark road, and these problems really take a toll. Feeling like another soul. I'm just here until it's time to go. Dear Lord, if you hear me, let me know now. If not, I gotta go now.
Dear Lord, I'm just trying to win, and this life of sin, so forgive me for my sins, and for all the shit I did, I repent, And I'm thankful for these blessings, cause I know they haven't sent. Time well spent, so you know I get it in. Change for the better, I feel like I'm born again. I feel like I'm born to win, I feel like I'm born to ball. When you're back against the wall, tell me who can you call, dear Lord.
I like that. I like that, dear Lord. You know what? And that song is what we need right about now in this world. He says, when your back is up against the wall, who you going to call? You know what I'm saying? Listen, listen. Your dog Rover cannot get you out of a tough spot. You know we love our fur babies. You know what I'm saying? But listen, if you're on the tough spot and your back is up against the wall, as much as you love Rover, he cannot pull you out from up against the wall. You hear what I'm saying? Listen, listen, listen. And, of course, we lean on, we depend on our friends, we depend on our girlfriends, our male gentleman friends. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. In all of their wisdom, in all their wisdom, we got a lot of wise people. And, you know, I cannot see people that's not wise around me. It just makes my skin crawl. You know, and I don't like talking about people. But dumb folks is just really, it amuses me. Do dumb people amuse y'all? It just amuses me at the things that they do, and then they think that they wise. So that's why I cannot handle dumb folks around me. I cannot stand, you know, a certain kind of people. Now, listen, it's just like Fred and Barney Rubble. Now, I know everybody done seen the cartoons when they was growing up. Let me say this. Let me say this. Then I got to get them up out of here. We all have watched the cartoons when we was growing up. So everybody done seen the Flintstones. Everybody done seen the Jetsons, you know, the little Jetsons. So it's just like Fred and Barney Rubble walking down the street. Now, you know, they used to always get themselves into all little situations. And then their little friend, Gazoo, used to come in and try to help them out, their little magical friend, Gazoo. So listen. On the show, the Flintstones, the cartoons, Gazoo was pretty much like kind of like a god type person, because he would come in and he would call them the dum-dums, the dum-dums. And if you notice in the cartoons, the Flintstones, Gazoo was not around them all the time. You know why? Because he could not stand to be around dum-dums. You know what I'm saying? So now if we can extract that from a cartoon, how can we not extract that in real life? That's why I'm saying, people, don't have dum-dums around you. Don't have dum-dums around you. You know what I'm saying? Fred and Barney Rubble would always get themselves in all this crazy foolishness and everything, and Wilma and the other one, Betty, would get all upset. Now, listen, don't wreck your house with dum-dum. See, listen, sometimes people be in relationships and all kind of committed situations, and they get themselves in the most crazy situations because they do what? They act like dum-dums. So, listen, don't have dum-dums in your circle. It just behooves me how some people think they are so wise. They think they're wiser than God and know everything, but yet they're a dum-dum. So listen, listen, listen. Don't act like dum-dum. So don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Have people in your circle that's wise and full of wisdom. Now, that's mama's word for today. That is mama's word for today, okay? So listen, don't have, because you know what? Being dum-dum is catching. It's catching people. It is contagious. Did y'all not know the people that you're around? It is contagious. You will soon be acting like dum-dums. So don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do it. It's just like when you hang out with people that use bad language. Did you know it's contagious? And then next thing you know, you'll start saying words that's not pretty nice. Okay, so listen. Listen, mama got to get on out of here. It's been a stone cold blast, and I'll be back later on to do it all over again. Y'all know mama gonna be back. And especially words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and
you motivated. You motivated. You winning, winning. You know they hate it. Hold up.
Fierce, fierce.